Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 16, 1805. Finally able to move on down. When the captains were canoeing down the Columbia, they saw Gray's Point, but thought it was Cape Disappointment. They also thought that they saw the Pacific Ocean, another misperception. For the next 20 days or so, they experienced terrible weather, fog, rain, wind, and cold. Clothing is rotting. The weather and waves are continually damaging the baggage and canoes. Today they make it to Baker Bay, between the real Cape Disappointment and Point Distress, now known as Point Elise. Here they will camp until November 25. Captain Clark writes,
"Cool the latter part of the last night, this morning clear and beautiful. I had all the articles of every description examined and put out to dry. I sent out several hunters and fowlers in pursuit of elk, deer, or fowls of any kind. Wind hard from the southwest. The waves high and looked dismal indeed, breaking with great fury on our beach. Several Indians came up today from below. I gave them smoke, but allowed them no kind of privilege whatever in the camp. One man sick with a violent cold, caught laying in his wet leather clothes for many nights past. Our hunters killed 2 deer, 1 crane and 2 ducks, and my man York killed 2 geese and 8 brant. Captain William Clark, November 16, 1805.
Clark wrote, "The ocean is 4,142 miles from the mouth of the Missouri River." Sergeant Whitehouse wrote in his journal, "We are now of the opinion that we cannot go any further with our canoes and think we are at the end of our voyage to the Pacific Ocean." The captains realized that they couldn't get any closer to the ocean with their canoes, but were determined to see more of the ocean. They planned to walk to Cape Disappointment and then up the shore with a small party to view the ocean. Tomorrow, the trip up the coast.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.